Hey everyone, I'm glad you're joining Craig and I today for this important survival quick segment where we will be breaking down a vital survival, preparedness, or emergency topic with the goal of packing a ton of life-saving preparedness information into about 15 minutes. Okay, let's get started.
In this segment, what David and I will be doing is taking a few minutes to break down a vital emergency preparedness or survival topic that is found in our tiny survival guide. And along the way, we'll share a few action steps that you can put into practice today.
All right, everybody, we're going to be referencing Section S in the Tiny Survival Guide, which talks about desert, Arctic, and tropical climates. And we're going to be focusing on how to survive in any situation, in any climate, anywhere in the world. Whew. Got a lot to cover, so let's get into this. All right, Craig, so in Section S of the Tiny Survival Guide, we have some very specific instructional steps and tips on how to survive in some of the most harsh climates on the planet, including deserts, the Arctic, tropics, places like that. But what I really wanted to focus on is some principles and some things that we've covered in previous survival quick tips that are universal, no matter where you find yourself on the planet or in what situation you find yourself. And those are going to be, so what we're going to be doing is we're going to go through really quick preparation and prevention, which is Section B in the Tiny Survival Guide, survival mindset, which is Section E1, understanding your priorities of survival, which is Section E, and then we'll get into just discussing what you call the four puzzle pieces of survival, which is the continuum of mindset, skills, tactics, and gear, and we're going to do it in a concise fashion. And we're going to just kind of like put together all of these tiny survival quick tips to get people going and moving forward as we finish up this series of survival quick tips. What do you think of that?
That sounds awesome to me. I wish I had this course back in the day. This is fantastic content. I'm glad we're putting it together.
Okay, let's start with preparation and prevention.
Oh, man, the big thing, you all, is I think I've said this, and I'll be as brief as I can. I put 200 stories together about how people have died or experienced tragedy in the wilderness, and then I wrote a book. That's my first book to help fix their problems. And I can tell you from certainty, one of the things that happened over and over and over and over and over again that could be fixed by this is people did not tell others where they were going and when they expected to be returning home. So do this, you all. Whenever you're going to go somewhere, particularly if you're going to go in the outdoors or if you're going to be going on a trip, tell somebody where you're going, when they should expect you to return home. That way, if you don't, then they can get help to you as soon as possible.
One of my big ones, Craig, is know your skills, limitations, and fitness level. I think self-awareness is very important. So if you are going to be traveling, if you're going to be going into any of these specialized circumstances, just stay within your limitations. Don't push it. Don't be that guy is not situationally aware and is just pushing things. So just identify and know your limitations, skills, and fitness level and stay comfortably within them. Don't get too close to the edge of the cliff.
I tell our people, you should never be within two body lengths of a cliff edge, ever. Mm-hmm. And I took that straight from a search and rescue team training that I was helping them with, and they helped me with other things. And that's just how they go about doing search and rescue. And these are people that are getting ready to go over that cliff. If they're going to go over that cliff and they're within two body lengths of the cliff edge, they have to be tied in. And so I think that's a perfect example for us to just have some simple ways and methods that we know how to take care of ourselves. We talked about it so much, but just don't go anywhere without your survival kit, you all. Your go bag, we've talked about those, but at least a tiny survival kit or something of that nature that you have something in your pocket, you have something in your pack that's going to give you some reasonable materials to be able to do what it is that you need to do to take care of yourself.
I think it's really important, Craig, because I can just imagine, let's just say, I mean, how do you end up in a survival situation in the Arctic? Well, you all, I would say maybe you're in a plane flying, right? So it would be really easy to be flying and not have any idea where you are. So I think that goes back to an awareness, even a paper map, just kind of know if you're going to be flying over any regions that are particularly dangerous. Just kind of have a sense of where you're at all times. And then with that survival kit, let's just say you're flying, carry what you can that could help you to be prepared in the event of some sort of an accident.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of paper maps. GPS is going to fail on you when you need it. It runs on battery, so it's always good to take backup battery sources for anything that's going to run on batteries, including your GPS, but the paper map's the backup, and that's the way to go.
All right. Why don't we get into some of these priorities of survival? Let's just say we're in a situation, no matter where we're at in the world, we've got the rule of threes. You want to just take us through that and help us to just remember and, again, review how to physiologically determine what the most important thing is in a survival situation.
Yeah, let's be real clear about this with everybody. We try to do this over and over every time we talk about these rule of threes, but this is an incredibly general understanding. But, man, it's a great way of building a foundation of understanding that we can focus on our needs rather than our wants. And the rule of threes goes like this. You can't live more than 3 minutes without blood flow and oxygen flow. That's why you need to know first aid and have a first aid kit. You can't live more than 3 hours without maintaining your core body temperature. That's why you need to wear the right clothes, have shelter, and you need to be able to build a fire. You can't live more than 3 days without water. That's why you need to stay hydrated and take the methods that you can utilize to filter and or purify water and take water with you when necessary. And you can't live more than 3 weeks without food. That's why taking food with you or being able to harvest it from your environment is imperative. And you can't live more than 3 months without human assistance. That's why you need to go with other people whenever and wherever it is possible.
Okay, let's get into survival mindset a bit. And let's go back and review STOPA. You want to just tell us what that is and take us through that as far as how that can guide our mindset and what we do from that point?
Yeah, STOPA is another one of these general ideas that we utilize to be prepared for any event, no matter what that event is. And that is stop, think, observe, plan, and actively stay alive. You stop because you want to sit down. You want your physiological problems, your heart rate that's increased, your blood pressure that's increased, this adrenaline jump. You want all that to dissipate so that it's not a problem. T is you think. Think about what you have on you. You think about what's in the vehicle that you're in or the pack that you have on your back, whatever it is that you have with you, what have you in your house that's with you that you can utilize to affect your survival. O is observe your surroundings. That's where you take and recognize, hey, I don't have this when I did the think portion of STOPA, and you observe your surroundings and see what you can take from it. P is make a plan. Make a plan with those that are with you. Make sure you communicate effectively with them. And then A is actively, right here, you all, actively stay alive in your noggin. You want to not give up, not give in. You want to make sure that you have something in your mind that helps keep you alive. And that's why A is there to help us remember actively stay alive.
All right, everyone. We are just out of time once again for the Survival Quick Tips segment. But in a moment, Craig and I are going to continue our conversation with some bonus content for our Tiny Survival Masterclass students that will include 4 keys to survival that most people get backward.
So if you want to get in on that vital bonus content, check out tinysurvivalmasterclass.com. Listen, it's simple. It's a complete emergency and disaster preparedness course that takes you less than 4 hours to go through. It dramatically improves your survival skills. It increases safety, security, and overall emergency preparedness. What's not to like, right? It's all done from the comfort of your home. Click the link below or go to tinysurvivalmasterclass.com. And don't forget, everybody, please subscribe wherever you're watching or listening to this content for these quick tips. We greatly appreciate it. And do us a favor. Help a brother out. Share this content with somebody you know that you love. Help somebody. Help somebody. Help somebody. I can't stress that enough. The more you help somebody, the more you help yourself. So it's all really good. Please do that. Share this free content. It's free to do so, right? So go ahead and do that. I think that's it, everybody. Until next time, keep it simple. Be positive and stay sharp.